Universal Orlando Resort and Diet Coke welcome everyone who's thirsty for refreshment and hungry for thrills.
Come on, baby, take a ride with me.
Florida residents, savor a two-night Universal Orlando on-site hotel stay with theme park tickets starting at $149 per adult per night. And here's the cherry on top, 2 days of free dining for two adults. Details at UniversalOrlando.com. Offer ends September 6th with travel by December 17th, 2015. Diet Coke UPC code required. Restrictions apply.
You're about to witness a seismic event. Now, let the party begin. Start the countdown. 3, 2, 1. You're live.
Got this now.
Get 'em.
Welcome to Never Had It So Good Sports Talk Radio, where the topics are up for debate every night of the week. And then on Saturdays, make sure to join us or call in at 347-637-3286. We're on Blog Talk Radio. Just search Never Had It So Good Sports Radio. We make it easy to talk sports. Welcome to Sports Talk 803, and this is our first inaugural episode, and we are talking high school football. We've been planning to do this for a while. We had never had it so good, thought we were doing it, but I'm since learning a little bit different about high school football and how involved and in-depth it really is, and I'm getting to know a lot of things about playing the recruiting game and have the fortunate ability here or the connection to get a chance to spend some time with Ryan Stout and Glenn Stout, and they're teaching me a lot. Some network and scheduling news. We are not doing Never Had It So Good tomorrow. We're going to take the day off, but we will be back on Saturday. We will talk college football on Saturday, so I want to make sure everyone understands that. And it will be Lester Johnson, Michigan State Spartan, and he will have his own show, Big Ten Conference, at 9 a.m. At 10 a.m. will be Larry Ryans from Clemson Tigers, played 1978 to 81, and he will talk the ACC. And then at 11 o'clock will be the Big 12, JT Thomas, linebacker for West Virginia, and he will cover them as well as a little bit of SWAC. So that's cleaning up the schedule, but I want to go ahead and get our guys in here because this is big. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to talk and focus on high school football. And we'll talk about a lot of different subjects, but I want to make sure that we discuss this today. The talking points and what we are trying to get over to everyone is, you know, your worth as a college scholarship, your worth as a college scholarship, and then the points, character, academics, performance, and readiness. Those will be the topics tonight and how we can get to that point. Also, trending topics, Dan Mullen. And he has a radical one out there, an idea to change college football. We'll discuss that with Ryan and Glenn right off. And then, you know, stipends are coming. If some have already started, how will that affect the college recruiting? You know it will, because if I'm not mistaken, individual colleges have individual stipends, and we'll discuss that. And this is a good list. This is a good list. I took a look at it. Very worth sharing for sure. Best ineligible college football players from 2014 season. So with that being said, let me get Ryan in here and also Glenn and say hello to the guys. Guys, thank you so much. How are you all doing?
We're doing good. Thank you so much for having us.
Hey, Princess, we're doing great. It's great to see high school football as a main program. And, you know, high school football precedes college football, and man, everybody's fired up across the nation.
Yeah, we are fired up. And, you know, I was thinking that high school started around the same time as college football, but they have been on the gridiron now for 2 weeks, if I'm not mistaken, Ryan, right?
Correct. Some teams had a chance to do a kickoff classic. The teams that we've covered this year would be considered their second week, but most of the teams, the record, they stand either 1-0 or they're 0. They came out with a W or an L. So we're getting into two of football, and we definitely are back in full swing. We're excited ball just as well as getting back into college football. So.
Yeah, you know what? And the talking points tonight, again, make sure you call in if you want to add something to it, 347-637-3286. Character, academics, work performance, game readiness. Are you worth a college scholarship? And the trending topics, we want to talk about all of that tonight, but let's start with some of the trending topics. And, you know, I really liked all three of these. But, Glenn, give me your thoughts about Mullen and his radical suggestion, idea that we extend the fifth year of eligibility. Talk about that for me.
Well, it's a great topic, and it was Dan Mullen who spoke at the Dan Mullen being the coach at Mississippi State, speaking at the Southeastern Conference NCAA football media day, and it's funny, but it's interesting to have read it and absorbed it and then looked at it and said, you know, this stuff is so pertinent. And but what was interesting were the comments that he got, because the comments really reflected on the unawareness of what is going on in the recruiting process for high schools. We get so caught up, and here's a Division I coach, and there were other Division I coaches that are cited in these articles. What's happening, Francis, is that, you know, education and academics and character, those four skill sets you talk about at the very beginning, are becoming paramount because of they're penalizing the NCAA, but the 2016, a lot of seniors are going to be surprised now that the core courses, if they didn't finish them as a junior, they will not be playing. There's no do-overs. The GPAs went up. But more importantly, these guys start to talk about, you know, he calls it radical. They call it in the article radical. Well, guess what? It's not radical at all. It's been happening. It's just radical because somebody is saying it in a public realm. They're kind of giving them the inside scoop on what they look for. That's what playing a recruiting game is all about, is to get the back-end scoop. And, you know, some of the comments that you know, there's other coaches in here that talk about it, and one of them, you know, the coach from Memphis, Coach Justin Fuente, where he says, you know, everyone talks about recruiting as well, the flash and the fancy stuff, but a portion of recruiting is evaluation, whether that's academic. Now, this is important to hear. Recruiting is evaluation, whether that's academic, athletic, personality, or social skills. Fuente says increasing academic standards is just another hurdle. We have to make sure we do a really good job of continuing to evaluate. So it's not something new for these guys. What is happening is it is something very new for the public. And, you know, a show like this is going to, you know, slap some people in the face because, number one, recruiting aspect is character. Number two is academics, performance, and readiness. So it may be a radical to some, but it's not a radical idea to us at all because it's what college football should be about, is getting that great education and moving forward.
Yes, I like what you said there. And, Ryan, I want you to expound on that, and that is, recruiting is evaluation. Very good point. Your thoughts about that, Ryan?
Well, just to add on, you know, there's some great topic points, and it's such a relevant conversation to have with the student-athletes now because of the evolution of the recruiting process. And I just want to quote Scott Schaefer, the Syracuse coach, when, you know, as a defense coordinator when he was over at Stanford. He has a great quote in here talking about how they waited for student athletes, as soon as the all-conference players popped up, you know, we're talking about sophomores and up, they send emails requesting the transcripts. And reality is the transcript came in, you know, with honor classes and advanced placement classes with a very high GPA, then Schaefer is watching the videos. And that's so important because as you listed in the talking points, you know, there's a reason character, academics, there's a reason those things are in that specific order, and why not use Stanford, a premier college, you know, athletic program and school, to use as examples. I thought those were essential quotes pulled out of that. It's a great article, a good read for anybody.
It was Dan Mullen, head coach for Mississippi State in the SEC West, of course, and former offensive coordinator for Urban Meyer at Florida and, of course, Utah. But great read. I encourage everyone that's listening to definitely partake in that. Let's move on to the second talking point, which I've been talking about for a long time, and that is stipends for the athlete. Are they worth it? Should it happen? Well, the Big Five have said it should happen, and the Big Five, of course, is if I can name them, Big East, and then SEC, ACC, Big 12, and there's one more that I'm missing there, the Big 10. That's the only one I didn't call. So, but they're talking about stipends, and will that affect college recruiting? Well, let's just say here, Glenn, if Alabama's giving out $2,500 and Florida's only giving out $1,700, what's going to happen? Your thoughts about that, Glenn?
Well, it's not, and once again, it's another great article, and it's interesting because it focuses in on South Florida and Miami in particular, and actually a couple of local coaches that one we're going to cover tomorrow night in a game is quoted in here. What it says is that this stuff, and I'm not sure the term stipend. This has been going on a long time, and it's not stipends. It's scholarships. You just have to know. Someone put a spin on calling it a new stipend, and if it catches on, then they're going to try to attach it to, which they tried to in the article, and people will have this discussion, free agency and college football. Well, the educational part of it is that the money has always been available. It's just how do you understand how to get to it? So this article uses the word stipend. Everybody uses the word stipend. It's a scholarship. And what's interesting is that as you learn how, and the student-athlete learns how that money works, they will learn how to ask for and define that money. For example, quick example, if they are 100% Pell qualified through their FAFSA, then they are 100% SEOG qualified, Supplemental Education Opportunity Grant. Is that a stipend? No. It's another grant that's issued in up to $4,000. But here's the kicker, which this article talks about. They don't have to let you know about that, number one. Yeah. They don't have to give you the entire amount. Number two, based on what they think is your need. So with these new stipends that they're talking about in this article, actually more grants and aid that are available that they can make the decision and some of the arguments made in here. And one of the young men in here says a typical statement, makes a typical statement. I'm not going to use his name, but he's from South Florida. But he says on a scale of 1 to 10, I'll say it's 5. A highly recruited wide receiver from such and such school was asked how much stipend number would matter to him. And he says, it's not something I really care about. I'm going to be taken care of regardless while I'm in college. I'll help if it'll help in little things. Now, here's something that needs to be pointed out. I'm going to be taken care of. Really, you need to understand that when they are selling their school to you, they are going to tell you things that one of them is going to be, I'm going to take care of you. Student-athlete listening, you need to get it in fine print. What does that mean? Because at the end of the day, you may need that extra money when you're 2,000 miles away, which the NCAA already allocates for travel expenses. It's nothing new. It's not a stipend.
Yeah.
It's grant money that exists out there in the hundreds of millions. So, it's I don't like the word stipend because it's a grant and aid, but because a stipend has a bad connotation, which gets spun into free agency, which is happening, I would prefer to call it scholarship and aid and teach the student-athlete where it exists, which they can learn all that through playing a recruiting game.
Yes, they can. You know what? I just learned something because I consider it a stipend. Nowhere have I ever thought, okay, this money is out there already. And, Ryan, kind of add to this, and I want to ask a question here, and that is, I know the NCAA has decided to give, $2,500 per athlete when they make the Final Four, the playoffs, to them and their families. Is this what we're talking about, or is this still something in addition to as far as the stipend is concerned, Ryan?
Well, ultimately, one of the biggest things that stands out to me in the article is, you know, I'm on the border with North Carolina football coach Larry Fedora, and understanding, mm-hmm. you know, we could sit here and talk about the details all day, but if we can't translate this information, if the students can't articulate it and they can't understand it, you know, it's a great point. You know, they talk about the ACC media days earlier this summer, and basically I'm quoting what they're saying. Most players who were asked about the cost of attendance seemed really unsure how it would work. And that's a great point, right? Mm-hmm. They seemed unsure of how it would work. But when asked about how they would spend the extra money, remember, how they would spend it. They didn't know how it worked, but they knew how they were going to spend the extra money. The majority cited basics, and they're great mm-hmm. points like food, rent. So is it needed? Absolutely. Do the students have any idea where it's coming from? Absolutely not. And nope. I think it's there's a difference when you have that D1, Division I athlete, and it goes into, mm-hmm. you know, points of equivalency base versus headcount, which I'm sure we'll get into in later episodes of the show. But ultimately, the students, regardless of where it's coming from, the students need to understand where their value is, number one, and number two, how mm-hmm. to get those real dollars to pay for that free education.
Yeah. One thing I want to jump in real quick, Francis, if I could.
The
student athlete needs to know where they're getting their information. They need to know, and they need to quantify it against something, because there's something else in this article that really, really gets me, and it's prominent in what they will hear, which is that the big schools have more to offer than the little schools. Well, let me give you a mm-hmm. newsflash. That's completely upside down. The big schools, the Division I schools, get 25% of the federal money. The small Division III schools that don't allow athletic scholarships get 75% of the money, and they have way bigger trust accounts. They have way more money mm-hmm. to offer than the Division I schools, so they need to know where they're getting their information. Is it credible? Is it understandable? And they need to know to ask the right questions, because if they're going to read this stuff and take it right verbatim, then they're going to be misled and they're going to be disappointed at the end of the day and have a horrible experience, because they can't even get through finance and administration, let alone get to their first class.
Yeah, the key is they feel they will be taken care of. And second, they don't know where it's coming from, but they do know how they're going to spend it. Every one of those is just, isn't that amazing? I love that. That's amazing. Oh. So, yeah. Yeah, and that's how, you know, young people think and athletes, and that's a shame. But we're going to clear it up for them here on the show. Again, character, academics, performance, and readiness, that will be the topics today. That is the topics for tonight, and we will continue to go over them. But one more thing, I want to go through this one quickly, because we want to get to character, academics, performance, and readiness. And I love understanding those topics myself here as I go through those modules, Ryan, but best ineligible college football players for 2014. Texas A&M had a couple, and so did Oklahoma. Baker Mayfield was one of them, but Ryan, tell me about those and what you thought of this article.
Yeah, when I saw this article, it was me. You know, I had mixed emotions because mm-hmm. specifically, when I was reading it, you don't want to target any because of the situation they're going through. But ultimately, I think it's such a good article to look at for these student-athletes to realize, ultimately, there's so much more to this game. You know, you had a great show the other night talking about one of the talking points last Thursday was FSU running back. His name's slipping my mind right now.
Cook.
Cook. The whole situation that he went through, and it's just, I mean, it's so essential to have the conversation with the athletes when we're going through the mentoring process, that these are real things that happen. And unfortunately, a lot of those things on that top list had to do with, you know, really outside of being ineligible because of academics or transfers. Those are major for students to be able to understand, because, you know, you possibly could be a transfer, or you need to understand academically if you qualify or not. But ultimately, the character side of, you know, put yourself in a stupid situation. You know, you're going to hang out. Being a 22-year-old, you're not going to be able to go out and have a social life. But technology, this is 2015. You need to be careful what you're doing, and you need and the consequences, most importantly, because, you know, regardless if it's, you know, the allegations are not or someone made them up, you just need to understand the consequences, and you need to understand your options that are for you.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to quickly go through this, Glenn. But don't put yourself in a poor situation. If you are a student athlete listening, and there are tons of them that are, don't put yourself in a bad situation. Make good decisions as much as possible. Glenn, wind this one down for me. Clean this one up and let's move on. But ineligible for 2014, how many were on it? And now we'll, I guess we'll play this year because a couple of them are getting a chance to start. Very good talent on this list, Glenn.
Big time talent, and this article only picks out 13, but I can tell you there were probably hundreds. And what stands out to me the most is what Ryan touched on. It's a very important character, character, character. Every one of these articles, and I would not be, I would not name one of these student athletes because just like the ones we've talked about before, they're going to do something great if they get connected with the right people. But every I went through 10 of them, and I just couldn't go any farther because, you know, first one, disciplinary action resulted in suspension. Second one, charged with aggravated robbery. The third one, you know, pleaded guilty to DUI. It makes my hair stand up that what we will do, we will put them on a pedestal. We'll dress them up, and we'll use them to drive traffic. But at the end of the day, when they're gone, I'm going to put somebody else up, and we're just going to turn them loose, and they're going to be okay. That's not the way it should work. So what we're going to do is turn this, spin this debate, because it's character, 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 and we need to work on character in young men's lives so that it's football's more than a game, and it's only going to last a very short period of time, but it sure can develop some great character for when you have long-range plan of having your own family and your own little boys and girls are growing up to be able to instill that same character trait into them to be a positive person in society instead of being put down, because they got to understand this game. It's big-time money, big-time players, and they're going to get big-time used. If they don't understand it, they need to flip it and use the system so that they get what they need out of the system and then come back and give back.
That's right. That's right. Are you worth the college scholarship? How's your character? Let's take a look at your academics and work performance and game readiness. Remember here, work performance was number three. Number three, character and academics, young men, so important. And we're going to go ahead and transition over into something we call On the Line, and we're going to go with this every week at this point in time and just try to get some of those students and athletes on the line. And we may not do this every show, but we're going to do it more often than not. And I love this section here. And we're going to get a young man in here named Jake Lassiter, and we're going to get him in here to talk to him and ask him a few questions. I'm going to get Ryan to do that. But, Mr. Lassiter, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing really good. Thank you for being on Sports Talk 803. High school football is what we're focusing on. Ryan, you got a couple of questions for this young man?
Absolutely. Jake Lassiter, Coral Springs High School, on defensive line, outstanding athlete, student athlete overall. Going to do some great things this year. Jake, we're going to ask you a couple questions. And the first one is all recruiting questions. And the first one I'm going to throw at you is, ultimately, do you think you're recruit ready?
Well, yes, I believe I'm recruit ready. First, I just think I fit the academic standard. I'm in the top percent of my class. The majority of my schedule is made up of honors and AP courses. And just my goal is to just, like, make the decision for the coaches easier to recruit me. Secondly, I believe I'm a student of the game. I enjoy watching film to prepare myself. I also like critiquing myself, making improvements on myself, trying to just get better every day. Lastly, I'm very passionate about football. I grew up around football since I was little. I always dreamed about playing college football, and I just love the discipline and structure of being a part of a football team.
great answers, man. Great. This is Glenn Stout, Coach Stout. I'm sorry to jump in here, Ryan, but I got excited listening to all those great answers. I got a question for you. What are you doing now to make sure that you're recruit ready, Jake?
Well, I'm in the process of creating my profile, and I'm trying to send it out to realistic landing spots for myself.
Super, super. And is there a list of college emails? Do you have a question for us?
Well, my question is there a list of college coaches' emails that are accessible?
Absolutely. And the one thing that you want to do is you want to make sure that you can refine your search down to where you fit in. And that's very important, is where you fit into in the athletic world. You know, is it one division, two division, three? And what we want to do is we want to throw the net out of the country and let every coach know that we want to go after, that we want to play for them. So whatever your interests are, and you've got a very high academic and probably a high IQ, you'll probably want to focus in on those schools that will have that academia challenge for you, and then you'll go into specifically into those schools. Now, we have a list of emails, but you want to specifically go into those schools, find your position coach, and grab that email and start a dialogue with them.
Awesome. Young man, I just want to say, if I was on that outside looking in, I'm sorry, Ryan. Jake, did that help you out with that answer from Glenn?
Yes, very much.
Awesome.
Do you have any
other
questions?
I just wanted to say.
Jake, do you have any other question?
No, that's good for me.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Well, you know, it was an important one. It was a great question.
Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to kind of add in there, Jake, that I was on the outside looking in, like I am a little bit now. Very impressed. Keep it up and continue to learn and improve and be ready for this recruiting experience and what it means to you and what it can do for your future. That's the most important thing. Congratulations on where you are now and continue to be impressive, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Awesome, Jake. Lassiter, wow. Ryan, tell me your thoughts, just kind of listening to him and as he's gone through this process and hearing the maturity in his voice, because I thought he did very well. Tell me your thoughts about that, Ryan.
The most important thing, and obviously this is a unique situation being that it's the first show, and Jake is actually one of the many senior student athletes within the city of Coral Springs that we actually have a chance to work with this year. Character, academically, Coach Sicardi, Coach Vinny Sicardi, head coach, has nothing but good words to share about this young man. And he's one of on the Coral Springs High football team. And ultimately, what I was going to mention is Jake has a great role model, and it's his older brother. And I can't remember the college that he's playing for now, but he actually had to go through the recruiting process. He had to go to a JUCO and then finally made his way earning a scholarship to play football at the next level. So outstanding student athlete overall. It's just a unique position. I'm glad to be able to help facilitate his process in any way.
Awesome, yeah. You know, and just for a quick 30 seconds here, Glenn, just talk about how it's okay to maybe go JUCO and gain more, you know, maturity if you have to. We're waiting on Devontae Gale to call in and get here, and I think I see him there right now. But 30 seconds, JUCO route is not bad if that's what you have to do in order to get this recruiting game where you need it to be.
Well, it's a great transition for those young men, like the list of 13 that we talked about in the previous segment that just aren't college ready. Not every student athlete is college ready. And that's a fact. And being college ready means a lot. It is a 14 to 20 hour day, and it's serious business. Mm-hmm. And look, majority of them aren't college ready. They're not ready for that transition. So JUCO is a perfect place for them.
Yeah, but we want you to be college ready. We really do.
Absolutely.
We've got a young man in here, Devontae Gale. Sir, how you doing? All right. We'll wait on there. Devontae Dale, do I have you with me? Okay. All right, I thought that may have been him. It's a 12 number. We do have Benny Sicardi on the line. Do you want to get him on there, or do you want to kind of continue with this and wait on Devontae? Ryan, what would you like to do?
I think we can get Coach Sicardi on the line. He's got some great insight, and you know, Devontae pops in. We'll get him in on the call, but he's got a great resume, and I can't wait for what you guys have for him.
Awesome, awesome. All right, let's see this. Is this a Buckeye? Coach Sicardi, how are you? This is Princess Cooper, Sports Talk 803 here. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing tonight?
Doing really good. We got Ryan Stout and Glenn Stout. Go ahead and say hello to these gentlemen for me.
The Stout
hey,
gentlemen.
Hey, Benny, how are
you doing tonight? I'm doing well.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. So, Glenn, I'll let you take over at this point.
Benny, you know, I've seen you a couple times over there, and I was looking at your resume, and I was just so impressed that, you know, Coral Springs High School should be very, very happy to have you in there, and just your experience alone. And, you know, you're a young man, and to have that experience of being able to be at Bama or a national championship, to see that stuff going on there, to going to a premier high school program at St. Thomas Aquinas, and now, you know, you've got your feet down as a head coach at Coral Springs High School. You know, Benny, what are some of the biggest hurdles that you face when helping your athletes with recruiting?
The biggest thing that I face, Coach, is consistency. And, you know, not just, you know, on the football field, but more importantly in the classroom and in their daily life. You know, kids don't understand, you know, a lot of times they think it's a sacrifice to be a student-athlete, when that's wrong. It's flat-out wrong. It's a lifestyle. You know, if you want to be great, like I always say, there's certain things that you have to do all the time. You can't just do it when you feel like it or when it's right for you. You have to have the mental toughness to do what's necessary regardless of how you feel, you know, when you're supposed to do it. And that's the biggest thing, that's the biggest hurdle that I face on a daily basis, Coach, is just getting these kids to really buy in. And, you know, a lot of them, you had Jake Glasser on, who's a tremendous kid. You know, we can talk more about him later, but that's a kid 12 years ago. That's a Division I athlete. It's just what the size and the times are changing. But I think he's a perfect fit for an Ivy League, but that's a discussion for another time. But kids like Jake, you know, those are kids that you wish you had 100 of that do everything right the right way every single day. And they make my job a lot easier, and other kids learn and feed off that. So that really helped me, you know, establishing this culture of consistency is what I'm trying to do. But that's been the hardest thing for me when I took over in April.
Yeah, I bet it was. And you've got the, you know, you got a Jake that's a coachable. And I know what you're saying, man. Those coachable athletes, especially if you can get a coachable athlete that's a team leader too, what a win-win situation. And it sounds like Jake is that type of athlete. You know, I hear what you're saying, and you know, from your experience being at really at the highest level of watching the student athletes, what would make it easier for you to help them understand that, you know, I don't care if you're going Division III or if you're going Division I, it's a 20-hour day, and this is what it's going to take. Time is just what it's going to take. What would make it easier for you to be able to help them make that transition in their lives if they're really serious about getting to the next level?
You know, the biggest thing, you know, that would help my job out, you know, is to instill that the values and the core of that belief that they're going to need, you know, from day one once they step foot on Coral Springs High School. You know, to let them understand and have, you know, I have former players and former coaches that I've worked with, you know, from the college level who are in the NFL now, who I have come back, you know, we have a wonderful technology room over at Coral Springs, and I've used it a few times with a little Skype with different guys, you know, who are in the league now, to let them understand, hey, listen, I was in your shoes 10 years ago. And if you look at my staff that I have comprised, I have guys that are, you know, former guys that are at St. Thomas that have done the same things that I've done, but also gone on to different levels in their playing career, who can come back and share the same experience because they're from the same area. But, you know, the biggest thing that helps me, you know, would continue to help me is to get more guys like that around our kids, let them know, hey, listen, it's not just Coach Z saying it over and over again. After a while, it sounds like a broken record, but it's from somebody else from a different background who played a different position, who grew up in a different area. And now he's saying the same things. Wow, maybe this is true. And eventually, if they keep hearing it, you know how it goes. If you hear something good after a while, you believe it, even if it's, you know, if it's wrong or not. And that's the thing that biggest help towards me and to my players.
Well, that's great advice. Not only great advice, but my goodness, I hope student athletes, and not only tonight if you're listening, but if you're going to be able to get this recording, be able to download this and listen from a young man, but very, very, a lot of wisdom, you know, Coach Zuccardi.
Mm-hmm.
You've been at some very, very prestigious places, but there were places that required the best. You know, it wasn't any ands, ifs, or buts. It was the best. And it's interesting because I know being a coach and a charter school way back in the day, we can say something to that student athlete 50 times, but boy, you have somebody come in the door on the right side like Ryan, say the same thing, and all of a sudden they listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they never heard
it. Awesome. Coach Z, thank you for being on the show. Don't let this be your last time. We appreciate all your input, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. Anytime, I can, represent Cold Springs to the highest level, which they deserve, and my players can do the same, I'm all for it.
Awesome. Thanks, thank you so much. All right.
You guys have a great night.
Good night.
You too. Sorry about that. We got you cut off just a little bit. That was Coach Z, though. I like that. I'll use that, Coach Z, as how I refer to him. Zuccardi seems a little bit too hard for me to get out there, but you're listening to Sports Talk 803, and we're talking high school football, and this will be every Thursday at 7 p.m. with Ryan Stout, Glenn Stout, and then we'll replay this every Friday right before the live games on HSPN. I'm Princess Cooper, Glenn Stout, and also Ryan Stout. We're going to get in here next, Coach Weaver. I want to make sure I get that right. Coach Weaver, thank you for calling in, and welcome to the show. Okay, I thought I had him there. Coach? You may have it on mute, his side. Okay, we'll count. We'll get him back in here if we can. We'll move on to Coach Miller. Let's see if we can get him on. Coach Miller, welcome to the show. Thank you for giving us a call. Sports Talk 803.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing good.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. No problem. Just getting ready for tomorrow night, watching some college football.
It's
okay.
Back, baby.
All right. Well, go ahead, Ryan.
Coach Miller,
hey, how are we doing?
We get Zach Weber.
I'm sorry.
Spring started this week,
okay.
and every week. But Coach Miller, we want to know the business. Ultimately, we want to know what's the biggest hurdle when you face student athletes with recruiting. What's the biggest obstacle do you think that you've faced in the past 3-4 years that you've been working with these guys over at Charter?
I think part of the time for us, it's been getting coaches to come by because we are a smaller school and may not have some of the most prestigious name of sorts when it comes to high school football. I think that's been the difficult problem before, to get coaches come in because they're not sure what kind of kids they're going to get and things like that. But now with the last few classes we have, especially with one of our DBs from last year going to be playing for Hawaii tonight, that's beginning to change. But it's been our problem in the past, is just getting coaches in the building to evaluate our kids.
Now, I got to ask you this because I know down here in South Florida, it's a big talk, but you are a part of the independent Southeastern Football Conference, and we've talked about this before. Some of your thoughts in terms of I've had some opinions in the past when Charter first joined and really they created this independent conference. I personally think, not to say it's leveled the playing field in a negative way, to say that you guys aren't able to compete. Four teams aren't able to compete at that level. But ultimately, your thoughts in terms of how the independent league fits into the realm of, are these guys, is the perception, well, these guys can't play at the college level? Your thoughts?
Oh, well, for us, I know us personally, just speaking with, of Cold Springs Charter, it's been the perfect fit because it's with schools that put academics first before the athletics. And the size of school we would be in relation to the districts here in Florida, the schools in our district probably aren't at the same level we are in regards to that decisions. So for us, it just makes everything perfect because it puts us in a great conference with great football, and there's great coaches in the conference and great players, and then it matches up academically as well. So it's been a great fit so far.
That's fantastic, and I'm glad you hit on that, the academics aspect. Coach Adam Miller, we go back, don't we? We got a little history playing in that big league, and they bumped us around a little bit, but all of a sudden you guys made the big switch, and made it to the big show last year, and this year you you got 8 games to set some history over there at Charter, don't you?
That's right, yes, sir. That's what we're trying to do, and we've got a great class of seniors that have really grown and matured, you know, these last 4 years with me as their head coach, you know, me growing with them, I should say. It's been a blast, and, you know, they're very, very excited about this year and looking forward to just battling each week.
We're excited to not only talk to you, but, man, we're excited to have you on a bunch of broadcasts. I know Ron's got you on HSPN Sports and love to follow you all the way to FAU. Last question that I have for you is, how could someone make the recruiting process easier for you?
I think for me it's more of helping me reach out to those coaches and making sure our kids are evaluated properly, academic and athletically, and helping hone in on the area of the country they'd want to be as well as a school. So someone just kind of helped that process and help us educate students and help us educate the parents, you know, and getting those kids evaluated and focused on the right level of school they should be aiming for.
Just so everybody out there knows it, you are an alumni from Charter. Went away to play at was it Division III or Division II school?
Correct, Division III, John Carroll University.
John Carroll got a great education, came back, is now a head coach. You talk about going away and coming back and giving back, Princess. There you go, Coach Adam Miller, right there. You know, the little puppy wet behind the ears when I knew him back in the JV days. Now a grown man leading a program to the championship, and I'm proud.
I appreciate it.
Coach Miller, how do you determine, how can you tell and recognize the leaders on your team each year quickly, or do they kind of emerge during the season?
Well, I think for us, it really, our off-season program is so demanding with what we do as a young man.
Okay.
Now, it's not mandatory. It is voluntary, and because of that, I think that's what helps develop those leaders, is those young men that come to these voluntary workouts, and they're leading the other people. And a big thing for me when trying to determine a leader is he positive? Because everybody can be positive. You know, so for us, it's determining which of those guys in the off season, when it's the middle of summer, when it's you know, July 7th, and we're back in the weight room, you know, a month before camp, what guys are stepping up then? And really, that's when we can tell. And usually, you know, the way we handle captains and things like that, we let our players vote. And most of the time, the kids get it right because they see the type of young men that have dedicated themselves all summer.
Okay. All right. So,
just to let you know, little old Charter's got one that plays for the Colts and another one over the big ocean that's playing in European ball. Evan Landy over across the ocean that played ball with Coach Adam Miller, and then we got Darius Butler that's playing in the big league. So, little old Charter can put them out, can't they, Coach?
That's right, yes, sir. We got 4 guys with Division I offers on our roster right now, so we're excited, man. We really are.
Turning the corner.
Yeah, that goes. Yes, sir. Congratulations on doing it the right way, Coach Miller. I appreciate you being on. Don't let this be the last time. We'll see you soon, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great one.
See you,
awesome,
Coach.
Awesome. That was Coach Miller. And I think we have Devontae Gale here. We want to get him in here. Let's see if the young man's on the line. Devontae, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm doing really good. I'm Princess Cooper, Sports Talk 803 here, high school football. And we have Ryan Stout and Glenn Stout. You know these two men?
No, ma'am. It's the first time hearing.
You don't know Ryan Stout?
He's lying.
Oh,
he knows Ryan.
Yes, I know Ryan.
Yeah, no, Glenn, no. He just knows. He knows Coach. You say Coach, he's going to know Coach. You start throwing names out of him, you're going to throw him a curveball on the air.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. Sorry, Devontae. All right, guys, go ahead and take over.
It's only natural for any athlete, and anyone can agree with this, you always refer to coach first. You know, when you don't know someone, I still do it to this day. When I go and I'm around these coaches, say, Coach, what's up? Coach, what's up? Anyway, Devontae Gale, Cold Springs High running back, doing some outstanding things, not only on the field, but off the field. Well, with the, you know, I'll give him a chance to talk, but GPA, him and Jake are outstanding Cold Springs athletes. What's off with the first question for you? We want to know, the audience wants to know, as a senior, do you think you're recruit ready?
Yes. On the top of the list, I qualify as a student first and then an athlete with a 3.9 GPA. Well, I also believe in my character. It fits the mold. And I'm also ambitious by nature. One of my goals, I strive to be better than my sister. She's an 11th grade student, already a college scholar. And as an athlete, based on my accomplishments as a 9th grade starter and breaking school records.
Now, you're in a unique situation. You know, we've talked about it in the past, and we, for the audience out there, he's in Coral Springs as well, so we're actually working with the Coral Springs schools. Devonte, you started as a freshman at Piper High School, and you broke some outstanding records, and the tape explains, you know, what your ability to be able to do on the field, but also you mentioned that 3.9 GPA. Would you say academically that you would not only obviously you qualify, but how does that translate to the college? Would a coach be able to look at you and say, "This young man, I don't have to worry about him in the classroom"?
Yes, I feel like to college transition. I feel like a coach can count on me in the classroom. You can always say, Devonte, he's one of our best student athletes. I have no problem. He's always I hear good things in the classroom about him. He always can say I go above and beyond in classroom, make sure I translate academically to a college workload by taking honors and upper level courses and making sure my staff is aware of all my accomplishments, knowing they could be my biggest advocate when it comes to college recruiting.
Awesome. And, you know, being that you're a senior, you've done some outstanding things since freshman year. What are currently, let's talk about currently. You guys are in season. You're in the classroom, you know, school every single day. What are you currently doing to make sure that you are recruit ready?
I'm currently setting my goals high, my standards. I'm also making a profile about myself, trying to get myself out there. I'm also making sure my college transcripts are up to par. My ability on the field is where it is expected to be. Also, personally, like personality-wise, making sure I'm understanding more about what it is to be a good person and my ambitions in life, and also what others and also my coach expect of me.
Outstanding. And I know you guys were getting questions from the athletes as well. If you had a question for Glenn Stout for the recruiting, just to help your recruiting, what question would that be for him?
My question would be is how can I get myself more out there, get more recognition from college coaches, and certain things like that?
Well, Devonte, that's a great question, and it's a question that gets asked a lot. What I would suggest is after listening to you talk to Ryan, is that you have the package, or you have the items. You just need to learn how to package it properly. And I know that Ryan is working with you guys through playing a recruiting game with the aspect, and you haven't gotten into it formally, but you know, the bullet points that you listed are all the things you need to have. Now, we just need to learn how to package it. And then once you package it, then you need to do just like I told Jake. You need to get out there and find out. You can't wait for them. This game is not you play well and they're going to find you. Don't believe all that stuff. You've got to be proactive, and you've got to go after them. But you have to go after the ones that you think you fit in well with. The 3.9. You will fit in very well at 600-700, very, very high academic schools, and you need to take time, manage your time wisely, spend a couple hours each day, go through and find those colleges, those emails. Again, like I told Jake, find those position coaches, build yourself an email database, you'll get with us, and we can formally teach you how to do that. But what you'll do is we'll get you to package all of those key elements that really set you apart, and that's what you want to learn how to do. What sets you apart, what gives you value. You need to understand your value and how that works with going to a $25,000 to $45,000 school so that you're able to pay a great education, pay for your athletic ability, and the packaging is most important in finding where you fit in, putting that together, managing it, and following it, because at the end of the day with a 3.9 and you continuing playing, card on every play, your phone is going to ring off the roof. I can guarantee it. But you got to do it in the right sequence.
Yeah.
Does that help you a little bit?
Yes,
it helped me a lot.
Good. And you know we're always available for you guys.
Yes, sir.
Well, Devontae, thank you. And I'm very impressed, too. 3.9, that's very good, very good. But it warms my heart just to see you and hear you communicate well and talk about being ambitious by nature. So continue that journey and down that same path and continue to work with the likes of Coach Stout, Senior, and Coach Stout, Coach Ryan Stout. That's paramount, too, because they understand this recruiting process, and at the end you'll see what the value is. So continue your journey. We're very proud to have you on the show. Don't let this be your last time, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Awesome. Devontae Gale on Sports Talk 803 here, high school football, the focus on it. You know, I'm going to say it again, Ryan and Glenn. That makes me feel good just to hear them with the maturity level and where they are and what you all have done with them to develop them to this point. It's very important. If we can get 2 million more of those this year, I'll be happy. Ryan, are you ready? Are you game for that?
Oh, man. I mean, if we could just, and I talk to these guys all the time. I've interviewed probably over 300 athletes, and 99% of the time, when you ask them certain questions regarding anything, they give you the generic student athlete. I'm a hard worker, and I'm so proud of these young, just the accomplishments of, you know, just through our character training programs, to see them be able to articulate themselves and really talk about themselves, because as you can hear, these are qualified athletes to play at the next level academic. You heard it from their coaches. Like Glenn was saying, you have the items. We just need to understand how to package it.
I love it. Glenn, I heard you laughing at me when I said 2 million this year. I'm willing to move to South Florida. You all are really making me want to come back and just really be a part of this machine close up. I just like to hear young men and women with a goal, with a purpose, you know.
Well,
we want you to
come down and visit us, and we'll get you in the fire, throw you in the fire a little bit, you know, I'm sure Ryan will throw a mic at you at a game, but we need you in South Carolina. We need you to spread the word up there. We need our people all over the country, our disciples all over the country, spreading the word. And let's get all million of them. And that's just the male. Let's go after those females. Let's have fun doing this and get them to be able to be productive citizens that come back and give back in a quality way and focus on positive things instead of negative stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, you're saying that the young women, a shout out to Frank Gifford, a young man who got his daughter got her 23 volleyball offers, and now he has a volleyball club, and that's what he's doing. He's going to be on the show 2 weeks from now on a Thursday, and then I'm going to get him and sit him down and talking about playing the recruiting game with you all. I can't wait. I can't wait to tell him what I know, a little bit of what I know and where this is going. We got to get to a couple of things here and clean it up, but I want to go and talk about that, just that, and that's cleaning up your social media. Can you both give a couple of tips with that in about 60 seconds apiece before we get off?
Well, that's 60 seconds. I'm going to put the stopwatch on because it's pretty simple. If you've got anything lower than a G rating, which is clean, squeaky clean, then my recommendation, because it goes back so far, is get rid of it and start over. And we have student-athletes that have done that. Student-athletes, listen to me. Listen to your coaches. The college coaches are going to your social media to judge your character, period. If you have an associate or a friend that puts something crazy on your page, it reflects your character. If you're in association with somebody at the wrong place and they've got cameras taking pictures, you are going to be judged by your characters. If you want to get to the next level and you want somebody to offer you $100,000 in scholarship money, then you need to be squeaky clean and get it done, because by the time you're 30, 40, 50 years old, then you can do what you want to do. But right now, you can't write your own ticket. Somebody else is writing it for you. So you got to clean up that social media or get off of it. Very powerful positive tool or a very positive negative tool.
And I'm more on the positive side.
Go ahead, Ryan.
He's saying this is when the tough love comes in ultimately. There's a fine line between that tender love and that tough love, and understanding that, look, this is 2015. Let's just come to terms with this is a relevant topic to be to talk about with all young men, all young women, college athletes, regardless of, you know, where you are. Social media is relevant in our daily lives, in our social lives, regardless if you have it. I've talked to teams where, you know, 10% of them may or may not have, you know, some kids say they don't have Twitter. Totally fine. If that's not your lifestyle, you don't want to put your stuff out there, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, mm-hmm. it could be very proactive in terms of, you know, keeping up with your character. You know, people can follow you.
Yeah.
But at the mm-hmm. same time, you know, who are you hanging out with? And I mentioned this on one of the Wednesday night shows with you guys, with the big dogs, with the panel. And I said, you know, I can tell who you are by the five, you know, your five closest friends. So
that's right.
If you want a coach to know exactly who you are, let them look at your social media. But if you feel in any way, shape, or form uncomfortable, if you bottom line is they say, would you want your mom or your grandmother seeing it?
Mm-hmm.
And I leave it at
mm-hmm.
that. And ultimately, yeah. My favorite is understand the consequences when it is out there in the market. So that's my two cents on the subject. Clean it up.
Clean it up and understand the consequences. And do you want your mom or grandmother seeing it? You know, if you're uncomfortable at all, it probably isn't where it needs to be. Social media can be so positive to promote who you are as a positive person. Use it the right way. Gentlemen, that is our first show in a nutshell there. We have done it, Sports Talk 803. And the talking points, again, were very important. And we got a chance to do that, character, academics, performance, and readiness. And Devontae Gale and Jake Lassiter, a shout-out to you, those two young men who were on and very impressive. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We want to throw one thing at you. I know you got another show. Big games tomorrow night. We usually do the under the radar.
Right.
It's going to be Coconut Creek against Flanagan, number two in the state. And I know you said it on HSPNSports.com. And Ryan Stout will be calling color commentary with Chris Jenkins. And we're looking forward to some fireworks in Broward County. It's going to be a big game.
All right.
Yeah,
HSPN,
shout out.
Make sure. Go ahead.
And a quick shout out to Coral Springs High and Coral Springs Charter. Charter's got Pinecrest tomorrow. So shout out to them, all the thing and mentioned, but they got Cooper City tomorrow night. So two big games tomorrow. Shout out to those guys, and good luck to everybody else out there that's playing in the game tomorrow.
And if anybody didn't hear Ryan
everybody...
when he broke up, it was Coral Springs High School playing Cooper City Cowboys.
Coral Springs High School playing Cooper City Cowboys. Yes, he broke up a little bit there, but we are also broadcasting the game on Never Had It So Good SportsRadio.com. HSPN is on there also. So I want to make sure that everybody understands. I just love these guys, and they're doing it the right way. Gentlemen, we'll see you next Thursday at 7 p.m. And make sure listeners tell everybody they can hear this show again tomorrow night at 6:30. We're going to play it live again right before you go watch some high school football. Okay, Glenn Stout, Ryan Stout?
Princess Cooper Sports Talk 803. I love it.
I love it.
Good night. All right, that's the gentleman there, Ryan Stout and Glenn Stout, and this is Sports Talk 803. I am Princess Cooper, and this is Doing It the Right Way. I love this, and we'll see you next Thursday at 7 p.m.